Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's popping? Well, heat index getting near 100. I believe there's a heat advisory officially in effect already this morning, Curtis. Is that
correct? Yeah, it's... We're going to Connor's farm today. What a massive whiff.
Well, I mean... You're young. You can handle it.
I am many things. I do not feel young at all, but it is going to be, it already feels hot. But yeah. By the way, just to give you a little behind the scenes here, everybody, in the old building, we had separate thermostats. Now we share one. So I am freezing every day.
Oh.
Because it's the battle of, I just stopped. I'm not going to keep turning it up because I realized that that's you guys.
So, oh, yeah.
That's why it wasn't going down yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, Curtis, my God. It's like 62 degrees in here. I'm like an icicle.
I mean, I like it to be about 68 degrees in the summertime.
No.
I don't think that's outrageous, but.
No, I like a 72.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, slow roast.
Yeah, I mean, the heat index is going to be 100 today. Who wants the temperature inside to be in the 70s, Curtis?
Well, it's actually, if you want to do the math, it's cooler when it's 100 and it's 72 than if it's 80 and 68.
Yeah.
But well, I digress.
Thoughts and prayers if you have to be working outside today. We are thinking of you, and that is 7 in a row for your Boston Red Sox, 9 consecutive series wins, and this team cannot lose. They cannot lose. They are absolute fire. And they, I don't care whether they're winning 14-2 or whether they're winning 4-0. They continue to find ways to win baseball games, and hopefully at some point Sonny Gray will get some alone time with an oak tree or a maple or whatever he prefers, because he is he's lights out. This baseball team just
I like trees. Yes,
continues to win. So it is
wild, Greg. On June 25th, this is from Boston Sports Gordo. The Red Sox were 15.5 games behind the Yankees. Right now, they are tied in the loss column. 41 days, they have erased a 15.5 game deficit.
This is something that there's going to be a documentary about one day. Like that, this is the type of season where you talk about being so low on a team, and I got to know what went on in that clubhouse. Like there has to be some type of behind closed doors situation where something was unlocked for these guys.
You know what, Courtney? I was thinking driving in today. Netflix was 3 years off.
Yep.
Could you imagine? Given what the rumor mill said yesterday, if Netflix was here behind the scenes, given the firing of Cora, the departure of Marcelo, the Roman, you know, extradited to Fort Myers, all of that, like, think of what they would have had, the gold they would be currently mining.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I feel like it's kind of like Keith Hernandez got in trouble for saying on the broadcast the other night where they finally got rid of any of the garbage that was hanging around. And they got guys who they seem to have guys who like each other. You got last night, Wilson Contreras gets bumped, purposefully bumped at first, and Sonny Gray goes out there,
drills him,
and throws at the dude. So I mean, they might as well give my guy Caleb Durbin the Gold Glove today. I mean,
that's what your guy now.
What a turnaround! In order of and Brezbot will be on the show today. So in order of people that I need to apologize to, who would you put at the top? Is it Breslow? Is it Durbin? Is it maybe it's Jaren Duran? I mean, dude's tagging up on a short sack fly
and showing Contreras how it's done
and running like the wind.
Yeah.
That was what they'd obviously been working on for quite some time.
Exactly.
And he got to figure it out. But I have to apologize. We were talking about this team maybe getting to 100 losses, and now I think it's World Series. I mean, my guy Big P, when I went on my old man walk this morning, Curtis, first thing he said when I got down there this morning, he said, "Greg, World Series in play?" I said, "Absolutely, Big P. I got to tell you something."
Before I go for my walk, I need to go for one.
So it's an extraordinary thing to watch, and
it's unprecedented. We are currently watching history.
Yeah, it's Brezbot, I think, who needs the first apology.
He gets the first apology.
John Henry, too.
Durbin was kind of like, you know, he wasn't playing well at the beginning of the year, so it's kind of like, all right, he gets the criticism.
This is Pete. Pete, good morning. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Is he tingling?
Pete, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Pete. America can hear you. Please speak.
Long distance. I'm in Malta.
Hold on. You're calling from Malta?
On the Odyssey app. I am calling from Malta. 12 p.m. on the beach.
Wow.
If you guys weren't any good, I would not be calling you. So I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for listening over there. Appreciate it. What's up?
I'm from Worcester, but I'm over here on vacation. Have I missed anything? I mean, I've been here for a week.
Well, I mean, the Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series, and the New England Patriots are going to – the Patriots are not going to get Steph Diggs back, for anybody who thought he was coming back here.
Right.
And
Jaylen Brown's gone.
And Jaylen Brown was traded.
Nice.
That's about what you missed.
All right. Thanks for the recap. Just wanted to say hi from all to you guys. Rock. I always thought I'd call with a gripe. For Curtis, but just giving you your flowers from Malta.
Oh, all right. Well, very nice. That's nice. Malta.
Malta's beautiful.
Have you been?
No, I just Googled it. I didn't know where the hell it was when he said it.
I just Googled it. All right.
It's between Sicily and North Africa. Yeah, North African coast. Mm-hmm. Looks beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like it's used a lot in espionage-type films.
Google it.
Malta, I believe.
Yeah, beautiful place right in the Mediterranean Sea.
Wow.
Finally, NFL football this evening, Hall of Fame game. And so the season is upon us, and you can talk about that on today's show in addition to everything else. We are going to get to our leads shortly, and then they set it at 7:15, and that includes what Andy Reid said in defense of Travis Kelce, who some feel has put on a little bit of new husband weight.
Have you seen the memes of him on social media?
You love a good meme.
Oh,
like, really, there's nothing that makes you laugh like a good meme.
Memes and AIs nowadays, I love it.
I got to tell you, Wiggy is the meme god.
I love the memes, but the AI is taking over. You seen him with his shirt up and a giant belly?
Oh, he does look like he put on a little bit of weight, but I mean,
doesn't.
Who hasn't, honestly? No, yeah.
I had to do a double take. I thought it was Jason dressed as Travis.
So if anybody could defend him, it would be Andy Reid when it comes to fat shaming. So we'll get to that during They Said It. What Drake May said he learned from the Super Bowl loss, also coming up during They Said It on this morning's show. News with Courtney at 8. And today's Florida Not Like the Rest of Us segment is Wild Sauce. There was a dispute between two fishermen over a fishing spot, and what one did to the other is absolutely not the right way to act toward a fellow human being. So we'll get to that. I mentioned that Craig Breslow is on the show this morning. He will join us at 9. And As always, Hill Notes at the end of the show. And so you can leave us a voice note on any topic on the Odyssey app at any time this morning, and we will listen to them and pick the best ones and play them back coming up at 9:30 on today's show. And certainly thank you for listening. Obviously, thank you if you are viewing the program today. You can do that on either Twitch or YouTube, and we are brought to you there by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you're heading north, as one should be during the remaining month of summer, then stop at Springer's. Great diamond selection, great people. They know it all. And thank you for watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube and participating in the chat, the lively chat that is going on both. All right. In 2 minutes, we will get going with leads on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi. From the Ketch's Law Injury Attorney Studios at 20 Guest Street, kid, no fee unless you win. We are seconds away from getting leads underway on a very hot and humid and even dangerously hot and humid Thursday. Curtis confirmed earlier we have heat advisory in effect. So that means you should stay indoors in the air conditioning as much as possible. If you have to be outside, then we are with you. If you're outside working, we're with you in spirit this morning. And if you need relief, Curtis will head over and take over on the job site.
If
you want.
I want a roof today.
Yes. Yeah, roofing. Then you got the HVAC people who are like up in attics crawling through vents and things. It's ridiculously. There are jobs that no one would want to do in this weather. So God bless you for being
hydrate.
Out there. Yes, hydrate. That's very important, Wiggy. Hydration. Very, very important. Can we open the window world of Boston and get official with it? Weather window, please, for Curtis. Window world of Boston, weather window. All right, Curtis. And there's days of this, right? A few days of this?
Yeah. So some notes from the National Weather Service in case you didn't know what to do when it's hot out. This is the heat advisory for portions of northern Connecticut, central, eastern, northeastern, southeastern, and western Massachusetts, and northern and southern Rhode Island. Ready? Drink plenty of fluids.
Never thought of that.
Okay, right. Write that down. Mm-hmm. Stay in air-conditioned rooms.
Yes.
Good idea.
Avoid the sun and check up on relatives and elderly neighbors like Greg Hill.
Okay. Good advice.
Under no circumstances should young children or pets be left in a car unattended.
Yes.
All right. Mm. Okay. Even if you're going in a strip club for like 30 minutes,
nope.
Still don't do it.
Right, just bring the little boy or girl in.
Right.
But right now, 72, the afternoon high is going to be 91. The heat index will be 99 out of 100 today.
Mm. Oh, man.
Brutal. Oof. Tomorrow, no relief in sight, going to be 91 tomorrow. Heat index of 98 on Friday in Boston. Saturday and Sunday, 89. We're not going to get relief out of the 80s, it looks like, until next Friday. We'll be stuck in this sort of heat wave for
all
a while.
Right, okay.
So
all right.
Look up.
Can't complain about it because we whine about the winter weather all winter long, so can't complain when summer gets here.
Plenty of beaches.
Thank you, Curtis. You can get a whole house full of new energy-efficient windows installed for $99 a month. That's it from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. On the Subaru of New England text line, with regard to my beloved Boston Red Sox, who have won 7 in a row now after last night's win, 9 consecutive series wins for the Boston Red Sox. I am being accused by a 339 texter of being a Bobo honk for the Boston Red Sox.
Oh. All right, Bobo.
I mean,
I take it.
I feel like I call it like I see it. When they're stinking the joint out, then I demand action. When they are winning, I am celebrating them. I don't know if that makes me a Bobo honk. Then I'm a Bobo honk.
Well,
I can't point to anything that currently that is a concern when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. I feel like maybe perhaps not being traded is going to change Jaron Duran a little bit when it comes to the way he acts. The confidence that he has, that was a concern of mine, was Jaron Duran remaining on the baseball team. I'm very honkish. I don't know. There's nothing that I can point to that's a negative for the baseball team.
No, I don't think there's anything negative when you start to look at this team right now and where they are. I think one of the things that, you know, some people, everybody, but I think some people, a lot of people were like, oh, they didn't have the talent at the beginning of the year. Talent. Where I thought, and we had this conversation time and time again, their record wasn't a reflection of who they were as a baseball team. And so now they're starting to play to the level that we expected them to play to, and we expected a lot of the players on that team to be playing
to.
Yes,
and exceeding expectations in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
That was 20 dongs for Willier Abreu last night. There's 2 guys on this team hitting 20. There's guys that you didn't expect. You were wondering when they were going to come alive, and they've come alive. So I don't know.
Greg, for the first time since 1912, which was the year they opened Fenway and the Titanic sank, the Red Sox have won 9 consecutive series.
Mm.
It is their longest streak of series wins in a regular season since 1912.
Since 1912. That's unbelievable. They are a historically good baseball team currently and I will say this every time, the disclaimer is they are currently playing in a league that is not so good. So, but look what they did to the best
team in baseball. Yeah.
But that's an opportunity.
You know, ready for this one? Yeah. Their first 30 wins took 73 games. Their next 30... 35 games. They went 30-43, and now they're 30-5.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, all right, more on the Red Sox. Your thoughts all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. But, Chime, let's get going with it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that is Nirvana. All apologies. A band that started an entire musical genre. Some would argue and say maybe Temple of the Dog should get credit, but Nirvana, I believe, gets the credit when it comes to grunge. Leads today are brought to you by Subaru. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event happening right now. Find your Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. So,
are we getting a big dog of the week today, tomorrow? When are we doing big dog of the week?
I feel like we should start focusing in on one day a week that has to be, we have to give the award out.
Maybe
should we
Friday?
Do yeah, end I think Fridays week? Is the
tomorrow.
Best
okay,
day.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, no worries at all. So Seth Walder at ESPN posted this article proposing 5 big trades during 2026 NFL training camps that he thinks could get done. Both teams need it to be done and should be done probably tomorrow because it would work for everybody. And one of the trades he suggests is a trade we've addressed a couple of times now and seems even more plausible, more not more likely necessarily, but more doable is the idea that the New England Patriots trade for pass rusher Kayvon Thibodeau from the New York Giants. Because post-draft now, as they enter training camp, Kayvon Thibodeau is playing on his fifth-year option worth almost $15 million. Patriots have plenty of cap space to accommodate that. They also drafted Arvell Reese, who's going to be a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're telling me they have Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, and Arvell Reese, mm-hmm. and then Kayvon Thibodeau. So their fourth pass rusher would be being paid $15 million. And the Patriots have a clear need at pass rusher. It also allows for Gabe Backus to take his time getting acclimated to the NFL, coming back from these injuries. You're not rushing for your young rookie to immediately have success. So he proposes a third-round pick for Kayvon Thibodeau. I think that's a slam dunk. I would do that tomorrow. Hell,
what, do you think they would do that?
I don't see why not. You're a legit contender that needs pass rush.
Would you throw in, sweeten the deal with Kayshawn Booty?
Sure, if they want it. Booty and a four? I think it's done today, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, you probably can get him for cheaper than that, Kayvon Thibodeau. I mean, he only had 2.5 sacks last year. They, you know that they want to move on from him because they're loaded at that
position. They're not going to pay him.
Yeah, they're not going to pay him. So I don't even think you have to give up a third or a fourth round. I think it might even be like fifth, maybe sixth round.
It's going to be more than that because he's a former top five.
I know he's a former top five.
Will the Patriots pay him?
No, I see. That's the thing.
But you don't need to, like, for a third round pick. I'd take the year rental.
But
and then you could franchise tag him, right?
I don't know.
You want a disgruntled guy coming here who's not going to get paid? Oftentimes, you trade for the disgruntled guy. He comes here and he gets paid.
So I don't think he's disgruntled though. Like, he's not holding out. It's just an opportunity for you to get a guy who then, in a contract year, who knows he's not getting signed anyways, can then ball out for a contending team and then make an absolute bag in the offseason.
He seems like he could be on the Jadeveon Clowney, Chase Young type of NFL career where no one's really giving him that big payday because he's not, like, shining. He's just like a good...
It's on crappy teams.
Yeah, a solid player who's a top five pick that hasn't lived up to the potential yet. So he's not going to get this big type of deal. So if you're the Patriots, I think that there's an opportunity. If it is a fourth round pick, just for the sake of the conversation, I do it all day long. If you want to throw in, Kyle Williams or Kayshawn Booty, no problem with it. And then if he has a year where he has double-digit sacks, all right, you can give him a nice contract. If he doesn't, on to the next thing.
Especially
you find
because
that guy.
Their receiver depth behind Malik Nabers is kind of non-existent. Like, they brought in Juju Smith-Schuster.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah, exactly. They need help there. So, to me, it's one of those situations where Booty wants an opportunity to play and get paid. Kayvon Thibodeau wants an opportunity to shine so he gets paid. It's a great swap. You throw in a draft pick, everybody wins.
And you can't really call Booty disgruntled because he's not acting that way. Like, I give him a lot of credit for that. But he definitely wants to be elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like
he's frustrated. Yeah.
He wants to be elsewhere. And then there are those who are saying, why would you get rid of him for this? Like, they were talking about getting rid of him for a sixth round pick.
Which is dumb.
And if you keep him hanging around this season, then he's gone anyway.
But if you tack a draft pick onto him and you're getting a legit, like, pass rusher back, I think that's a win for both sides.
Yes. All right. Sweet lead, Chime.
Thank you, sir.
We will get to more leads next. Thank you, Chime. I have been banned from listening to Noah in the car on drives any longer.
My wife said to me just yesterday she needs to start listening to things other than Noah so that she doesn't get sick of the Noah album because that's all she's been listening to.
I put something on the other day and Linz goes, no more Noah Kahan. It's all you listen to. So,
I would dump that.
I'm going to be getting a text real soon.
That reminds me,
yikes.
I owe some Odyssey app appreciation for somebody who listens to the show on the Odyssey app, and it is Lisa. I met Lisa yesterday during an old man walk, and she works for Fidelity. And first thing she said to me was she agreed with the Hill Noter, who was talking about how attractive and sexy you were, Sean.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah. There you go.
Anytime Lisa wants to call in, feel free.
She's obviously a chubby chaser.
Jeez.
So
there's a lot of those out there.
We were in the middle of
pot calling kettle black, right?
We were in the middle of leads, and here is one from Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
I feel like you created Lisa just for that line.
No, I did not. That's off the top of the head.
I mean,
I still got it.
You sure do.
I still got it.
Hi, Greg. So we always talk about who will break the seal for certain things that will never return to normal. Jetstar in Australia has done that as it pertains to the overhead compartments on planes.
Oh, speaking of things that get Lindsay upset, I am always rushing to the airplane because I want to make sure that we both have overhead bin space. Mm. But she feels like I'm leaving her behind.
You probably are. I'm in your oversized Louis Vuitton where your like undies hanging out. Like if I'm Lindsay, traveling with you would be my nightmare.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, thankfully, you don't have to travel with
me. I have.
Well, that's a work thing.
Correct. But for Lindsay, it's so true. Like, there's plenty of overhead.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
When you have people like you and Santo taking up spots that don't belong to you.
We did that one time, and we were told to take it by the flight attendant.
I'm with you, Greg. Get there early.
In this case, Greg, I agree with you. The amount of time you save when flying in and out of Logan when you're not checking a bag is beneficial. However, I believe this will be coming to the United States very shortly. Jetstar will now be charging $20 for the privilege of using an overhead bin when flying.
So, and it belongs to you. You pay the $20, you put whatever you want in there. Nobody else can.
I like this.
I love it.
You have your personalized overhead bin for $20, and otherwise you can just use the seat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying that this will streamline the boarding process. There will not be these fights as you're boarding about where you can put and what can go where. This is your overhead bin. You use it. And then you can either choose to check a bag or just rely on the spot in front of you.
This is lame.
Really?
This is lame. Think about how expensive it is to fly right now. They are jacking up prices every chance they get. Now you're going to charge me for my carry-on?
Overhead carry-on.
Correct.
You shouldn't be hogging up the whole space up there with four bags.
I bring one bag. I do one bag for the above and one bag for underneath my
feet. That's cap. Because you bring a giant tote bag.
No, I really don't. Like, you've traveled with me, what, twice?
Yeah.
And I didn't do that either time.
You had a tote bag and a carry-on bag and then another bag.
You're wrong.
Well, people are allowed to have two bags.
Right.
But you know what they do? They stuff their tote bags or their backpacks, and then they put them up there next to their carry-on bags. Well, they don't put them under their seat.
Yes, I do. Every single time. And I think that this is going to, it's making air travel more stressful, both emotionally and financially for everybody. And it's like this airline is a budget airline in Australia.
Mm. So, well, you don't have to do it though.
Right.
Like, you could still, if you don't want to spend the $20, then you can just fight with everybody else for the overhead space that's left, I guess.
I'm betting you, and I didn't look it up. I would have to look it up. That, what is it called? Jetstream?
Jetstar.
They probably charge to check a bag.
Oh, they definitely charge to check a bag. They don't charge to place your stuff under the seat in front of you.
Right.
Obscure reference. Wall Street was the airline that was in play. Was it called White Star?
That sounds familiar. I don't
Wiggy?
Know.
I'm not sure. That's the Leonardo movie, right?
No.
That's Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Is that Michael Douglas?
Yeah, Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen. Excellent film. One of the greats. What?
I just started watching a series on Netflix, the Pan Am flight.
It's excellent.
It's unbelievable. I never knew anything about it. It was before I was born.
Yeah, the Pan Am 103 flight that was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland. Excellent series.
Yeah.
All right, Curtis, I like it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, any way in which you can improve airline travel.
Right.
And when I say improve, eliminate things that people can fight each other over, I'm for. So excellent lead from you, Curtis.
Thank you.
Lead from Courtney. What's the topic of your lead today? Do you have a tease for your lead?
Curtis is going to love it. UNC making the jump to another level when it comes to the Lombardi situation.
Okay, ooh. All right, we will get to that coming up next.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 in a row for the Red Hot Red Sox, and they will go for the sweep this evening. And Curtis mentioned it earlier, but for the first time since 1912, I was not around during that time. The Boston Red Sox have won 9 consecutive series, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And we will talk about it with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, at 9 this morning. I was corrected on the film Wall Street. The airline that is in play for the takeover is Blue Star, not White Star, and the airline that Curtis was discussing during his lead, who will now offer overhead lockers that one can purchase, so you don't have to fight with everybody else for overhead bin space, is JetStar.
So correct.
Thank you for that, Curtis. And good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. UNC has made a jump in the Lombardi situation for the football program. What was once an internal investigation, they've now hired outside legal team to investigate this. Two of the three lawyers that they have retained are two people that worked for them during the School of Civic Life and Leadership scandal that UNC faced when it came to their student athletes being in like a fake school, basically.
Oh, okay.
And then if you go and look at other college programs that have had to get outside legal counsel, you could go to Baylor University for their scandal, Michigan State. You could go to Penn State for the Jerry Sandusky scandal. For me, this means that it is a bigger issue than they first let on when it comes to Lombardi. This is a serious legal situation that the university faces. And if I'm UNC, I'm cutting all ties right now, today.
You know what's crazy? That nothing has like been like leaked on what it possibly could be.
To me, that means it's serious. If it was like, you know, just some type of, even if it's a he went against some type of NIL rule, like that would be leaked. To me, this is not good. And I would go as far as not just cutting ties with Lombardi, I'd probably be cutting ties with Bill Belichick before the season.
Oh, wow. Well, you better do that quick.
I would.
What a disaster for Bill. Like,
yeah,
you get this job, and I'm gonna guess that he was okay with coaching in college, and there wasn't, you know, whatever. He felt like he was being the crafts were doing him dirty and calling around to other teams, so he couldn't get an NFL job, whatever. So he's like, all right, I'll coach in college, and I'll take him at his word that he was excited about or whatever. The first hire that he makes is a disaster hire, and he didn't have to. There were so many other people that you can hire for that job who have experience and who are already working in college football. Like, what a dumbass!
But don't you have to stop? But don't you have to stop saying the Crafts were doing him dirty? Like, they were. Don't you think everybody the Crafts told not to hire is grateful they didn't hire him?
They did him dirty though.
No, but this is what he does. This is what he does. He surrounds himself with bobos, not with talented people. Robert Kraft was honest when Arthur Blank asked about who he was, and the Falcons are probably happy they didn't hire him. Like, look, do you think the North Carolina Tar Heels are happy with their hire?
No.
So why would an NFL team have been? Why did we say that Kraft was doing him dirty if he was just being honest?
I was just literally.
No, I'm not saying you specifically. I'm saying as a general rule. Don't you think in hindsight the Krafts were doing a favor to people that they do business with on a daily basis, saying this is who this is who Bill Belichick had become?
Yeah, but I don't think you can blame Bill Belichick for Mike Lombardi's actions. Mike Lombardi's a grown ass man. Bill hired a guy that he felt like, all right, this is a friend of mine. He knows the world of, you know, when it comes to being a GM. That's what he did. So I'm going to bring a guy here I can trust. Who even knows what's going on? Like, was Bill even aware of it?
I need to know what the issue is.
Right.
So it's something that occurred with an employee.
A former employee. They no longer work at UNC now.
But I'm assuming that they worked there at the time.
No, I'm just saying they're not.
So it's something that went on with an employee. I don't know if it's a female employee. I know that there was, social media wise, he was unfortunately sharing things that he was following from OnlyFans or this and whatever. Maybe he's horned up. I don't know what his deal is. But
do you think that Bill Belichick would have hired Mike Lombardi if he was given an NFL job? Yes.
You think so?
Well, of course.
Well, why didn't he hire him here like for the last, several years or when he left here originally?
Because he was in charge of he was here and then he left to get a job with the Raiders.
Yeah, but he was in television for a number of years while Bill was still here. Bill could have easily hired him back if he wanted him.
So why did he hire him with North Carolina?
Because I think we know Bill, right?
Not the question.
No, I'm telling you why. We know Bill, and Bill likes to keep people around him that he can trust.
He's got a loyalty thing.
And so that's probably why he hired Mike Lombardi, because he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. You come in and you'll be the GM and help me when it comes to recruiting and that kind of thing.
Right.
But there's to say, and that's why I said, we don't know what it is. Mike Lombardi could have been doing something that Bill was unaware of.
Well, that's an issue too, then.
Right.
If you're the head coach and you're unaware of what your right hand, off the field? But Bill Belichick has his hands in everything. If you are unaware of what your right hand man is doing and you're responsible again, I always go back to the fact that these are kids that he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for all of these kids' season, future, everything else. So you need to make sure that you have your staff under lock and key. And
don't know though. Curtis said he worked here for how many years and nobody knew he was drinking?
Well, that's because they thought it was dumb.
Well, but it's regardless, right? You can, in your private life, you can do things that your boss or somebody close to you might not even.
It wasn't personal things. I don't know what happened at UNC.
Right, but we don't know what it is. Like, it could be anything, right? Could it something that happened?
It could be flirting with an employee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Female, like,
I don't want to speculate.
I disagree. I don't think they need to get rid of Bill until they know exactly what happened.
Right.
I don't think they will. What I was saying was, from Bill's perspective, he could have hired anybody.
Right.
He could have hired somebody who's, however old Lombardi is, 60 years old with a awful toupee. Like, he could have hired somebody who is, with it.
No, I agree with that, Greg.
And is not going to get you in trouble. That's where that now, Curtis, I is feels differently than me and says this is what Bill does. And
so right. That's he was given his program. We all agree. He could do whatever he wanted with North Carolina.
Yeah. He's paid $10 million a year and given clearly $1.5 million that he could give to a GM.
Right. And it is an unmitigated disaster. Yeah. So in hindsight, when people called Robert Kraft, not about what Bill was 20 years ago, but they said, should I hire Bill Belichick today? And he said, no, he was right. So all the anger and visceral rage that was directed at Robert Kraft for just being honest about how bad it had become here, he has proven prescient.
He wasn't did right, though, because college football, and we had this discussion before, Bill is not built to be a college football coach.
He hired his whole team, whether it's college or pro.
I don't care about who he hired because these are the same guys he was hiring when he was in the NFL and he was successful. Right, he was hiring his buddies in the Mike Lombardi worked for him when he was in the NFL.
You could hire me as your GM if Tom Brady's your quarterback.
Right, but he was hiring these people. I think the thing that really screwed Bill up, and unfortunately he didn't realize it, was he is not a college. He is the greatest NFL head coach, but in college, different animal, different ball game. The same way we talk about Nick Saban and how he is with college in the NFL. Just because you had great success in the NFL doesn't mean you're going to be able to do that in college. And I think Bill is real. Well, he might be realizing that now that this is not what I expected.
But don't you feel like there's so much more on the line when it comes to the team and what what you could risk with making the wrong choice at head coach? Like, if I think of UNC, they're responsible for all of these kids. Who you hire to lead them is a terrible situation now for all of these kids. And whoever Bill hires to work under him, that falls on Bill.
But that's every college coach. That's Billy O'Brien at BC. Like, you hire Billy O'Brien at BC, and you hope that he's able.
But Bill O'Brien's not telling the Patriots they can't come to watch.
No.
Like, there's a million things that I think are fireable offenses for Bill Belichick at this point. Lombardi's just the nail in the coffin for
me. So before that, it was the fact that he said that the Pats scouts couldn't come there.
Correct.
Right.
All right.
Like, there are
so you would have fired Bill for that?
No, I'm saying this is the nail in the coffin. That was terrible, what he did with the Patriots.
What has he done right?
I'm not saying he's done anything right. It's been awful for him.
Right.
But I think if you're firing Bill, it's because of his underperforming as a head coach on for that football team.
You know how you fix this? You install Jordan as the interim GM of the football team.
She could pick talent.
Will she use a typewriter like Lombardi used a typewriter? I wonder.
This is why you don't like him. This is
no.
Age. It's age shaming.
It's not.
You don't like him.
I think that he was a liar when he said that he uses a typewriter. That was a lie.
You are shaming somebody for using a typewriter.
No,
he probably doesn't know how to use ChatGPT, and that's why you have an issue.
Oh, he
with
definitely
him.
Knows how to use ChatGPT. Trust me on that.
All right. Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead in exactly 2 minutes. No longer. Short break. And we are back next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.